taking their place in a long true line of everyday Americans,
helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends. Every day you are everyday Americans.
Hello there, everyday Americans, and welcome to the Constitution Study, where we read and study the Constitution. We teach the rising generation to be free. I have a special guest for you today. You know, it's amazing. I was listening to a podcast. I was listening to Chris Ann Hall podcast just a couple days ago, and they interviewed this gentleman. I was so excited by what he's doing that I reached immediately out to have him join us, because he is doing what I'm telling a lot of people to do, and that is get involved, but get involved in a way that's easy and straightforward. Now, let him explain it. Please welcome Robert Altomare. Welcome to the Constitution Study, and I'm wonderful chance to have you here.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me on. I really do appreciate the opportunity and obviously getting the word out about Breathe Easy itself. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a wonderful idea, and you mentioned the product Breathe Easy. I kind of like the name. You're playing off of the old speakeasies, right?
That's exactly correct. Originally, when I was first noodling on the idea, the original name was going to be the Mask Hole Mapper, right? Because at the time, everybody was screaming at people that wouldn't wear a mask when they go to the grocery store or something. And I just called them mask holes. I think it was a kind of a little bit of a common term. And but I was pretty certain that name probably would not fly, let's say, on the App Store or something. So I was talking to a friend of mine, actually the developer who his name is Roger Dorsami, great guy. I was talking to him and I said, you know, you kind of got to know ahead of time if this business is going to hassle you or not. And I said, it's kind of like the speakeasies in the 1920s, where there was a secret code to get into a back room where you could have a drink and enjoy some adult beverages and all the rest. And it was very hush hush, because obviously these speakeasy bars couldn't advertise that they were speakeasies. You just had to know, right? And it was that whisper network that allowed these guys to exist. And then obviously, because at the time masks were a big deal, I just kind of on the cuff, just literally on the cuff, just say it's kind of like a breathe easy. You could call it a breathe easy. And that's how the name was born. It's just kind of finding that parallel.
I thought it was great. It's funny. I travel the country on a speaking tour, and one of the things that I'm always telling my audience is, I said, listen, this is a great opportunity for small businesses.
Yeah.
As I'm traveling, I'm looking for a business. If I found a business that had a big sign in the window that said, right, we respect your rights, no mask, right, no vaccine, no problem, I'm heading for that business.
Absolutely.
But you're right. You know, that type of blatant in your face, well, that may not work everywhere. It may not be, it may cause problems, but it may also be just not the personality of the business owner. So tell my audience a little bit about Breathe Easy. It's still in development. It's going to be available soon, as I understand it.
Yes.
Tell them a little bit about it and what they can expect from it, what they can do with it.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate that. So Breathe Easy, first and foremost, is free to use. There's no cost to download this. This has been 100% supported and funded by me and out-of-pocket expenses. And it really is my small contribution to the fight, right? So what Breathe Easy, the app, does, what it allows, is that when a customer, let's say whomever, a Breathe Easy user, encounters a business that respects your rights and does not hassle you for not wearing a mask or not requiring vaccine papers or whatever, right? You can bring that app up and then simply vote on the business, vote that business. It's a simple up and down initially. You vote up, and then the app will then ask you to confirm because the phone knows where you are. The app knows what business you're at, right? Mm-hmm. So in the event that you're maybe in a strip mall and there's 30 businesses around you, we ask that you confirm, hey, are you voting on the correct business? And you're allowed to give a 1 to 5 rating, right? 1 being low and 5 being super high, right? So where 3 in the middle is simply neutral, right? There is no vote, right? But so you vote either 1, 2, or 4 and 5. If you've got Karen screaming at you and the police called like in New Jersey at that Cheesecake Factory, well, guess what? That business is getting a 1. And then of course, if they're a Patriot business and they don't hassle you at all, and not even their employees are wearing masks, then that business in my mind would get a 5, right? A super great rating. Mm-hmm. Over time, what happens is that business, as votes come in, they will get a score, like a rating. And I don't accept one of my guiding principles, and it's all on the website there. One of my guiding principles is that I will not accept advertising from businesses with a low score, right? Otherwise, that would just be me talking out of both sides of my mouth. And I'm sorry, but I put my money where my mouth is. And I'm in it for the fight, not necessarily, just to make a living or something. That's not the point. The secret sauce, I think, in the business itself, in the app itself, is that when you vote a business down, right, they're hassling you for a mask or requiring your papers or what have you, the app will then provide you a list of other businesses within the same category that are either neutral or have been voted up nearby, right? For example, if you're on your way out the door to go buy dog food and you don't wear a mask, you refuse to wear a mask and you walk in the door and they start hassling you to wear a mask, you vote that business down, and other Patriots who have also voted on businesses around will have identified a pet store that doesn't require masks. It's a little bit of a convoluted explanation, but the idea here is that you are never forced to put a mask on or comply simply because you have no option, right? You're the only pet store in town but that's not the case. I have a short story where the idea was is that these stores that are mandating masks and vaccines and all the rest are acting as if they're the only game in town. And I'm sorry, but that's not the case. Right. In my own experience, I have found businesses that do and don't enforce these mandates. So just on a personal note, I went into a furniture store and, without a mask, obviously. And the lady at the front door, she meets me and says, oh, what can I help you with? Oh, I'm looking for furniture, yada, yada. And she says, OK, well, do you have a mask? Because if you don't, here's one. I said, oh, I don't wear masks. Oh, well, sir, you have to wear a mask to be in the building. I said, well, that's fine with me. And I turned around and started walking away. And she chases after me because remember, these poor furniture salesmen, they're on commission, right? And she chases after me, sir, sir. And I said, I'm sorry, but this policy I don't agree with. And you're not the only game in town. There's literally 5 furniture stores around here that I can go to that are not going to hassle me to wear a mask. So it's this sort of economic pressure that I am, that Breathe Easy is intended to exert on these businesses who collaborate with an overreaching government.
Yeah, I love it. I was just thinking I had a very similar situation just yesterday at a doctor's office. And one of the things I was thinking about is you talk about whether or not they enforce the mask. What about the places that simply put the sign up?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but around me, almost every business seems to have this sign, mask required, and they completely ignore it. And I'm getting to the point where I want to start going, if you're not going to require a mask, why are you trying to scare your people into putting on a mask if you're not actually going to require a mask?
Here's my experience on that. Is my experience mirrors yours exactly. And that is that I see even down here in Florida, there are businesses out there with their signs on the door. We require masks, or I've seen we request that you wear a mask or please wear a mask. And what I've noticed is that these variations where it's more of a request than anything else allows, that's the subtext that says we're not going to enforce it. However, not all businesses do it that way, but I would say a lot of businesses do absolutely have these signs in the windows. And this comes to the other aspect of this whole action, I suppose, that Breathe Easy supports, and that is testing, right? And what I mean by testing is that, look, what is the absolute worst that could happen if you walk into a business when you're perfectly prepared to walk away, right? That's the key. I say that you have to walk into these businesses like you're walking onto a used car lot. You have to be ready to walk away, right? Otherwise, you have no choice whether you've got Breathe Easy there or not. Nevertheless, so if you're willing to walk away, you have to test these businesses to see if they will enforce their mask requirement that's hanging in the window. You walk in the door, wait a couple seconds. Is anybody tackling you? Is anybody calling the police? Is anybody screaming in your face? No? Well, then guess what? That sign in the window is really just to keep the regulators at bay. And this is we're right back to the speakeasy aspect of it all. This business can't advertise that they're not going to enforce it. They have a monster to feed, and that monster is the regulatory agencies that they operate under in each of these states and counties. That's fine. I commiserate with them. I completely sympathize. And so what I want to do is I want to be able to provide consumers and patriot consumers and patriot businesses to be able to come together outside of that framework.
Yeah, because you're right. There are certain types of people. Being a constitutional scholar, focusing on rights and liberty, you know, I've always said that a private business has the right to determine under what conditions you enter their property. Yep. You then have the right to decide whether or not doing business with that is worth what it's worth to you. Is it worth wearing a mask? Is it worth getting a vaccine? You get to decide. And what I love here is someone like me, who, you know, yesterday I went to a doctor's office with my wife and they had the sign out, mask required. And I just walked in without a mask. And right. I got checked in and I sat in the waiting room. And it was funny because one of the people in the waiting room took their mask down over their chin when we started talking. And we went in and the nurse did, it was my wife's visit. The nurse did all the vitals. No one, you know, the doctor came in. We were 3/4 of the way through the visit before the doctor even realized we weren't wearing masks.
Right. Paul, let me make clear. I also fully 100% support a private business to be able to make any commercial decision that they want, right? If you want to require me to walk backwards through your door and jumping jacks, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But you are going to live and you are going to die economically by that decision. The free market is alive and well.
Exactly. Right? And that was the point I've always made, because I get this question a lot when I'm speaking, because people want to force others to comply with what they think is right.
Right.
So I'm always asked, well, you know, do they have the right to refuse me service? Do they have the right? And of course, they always compare to, well, could they do it if I was black, or could they do it if I was a woman? And that's not the point. Think about it this way. If there's a business that either their guiding principle is, we believe we know better than you and we're going to force you to comply, or they're just willing to collaborate, we're just not willing to fight, is that the business you want to support?
Right.
You know,
right.
The Declaration of Independence added that they would pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to this idea of liberty and independence. Well, part of pledging your fortune means, am I going to support businesses that are detrimental to my rights simply because I like it? I like that brand better.
Right.
Or will we, you know, so I love this idea. Like I said, I tend to be a little bit more outgoing in what I was required, but I love this. This allows the user to be as bold as they wish to be. You want to be the person that walks in and challenges the mask, you can do that. If you just want to be the person that sits in the background and says, no, I'm not comfortable doing that, or I'm not comfortable doing that here or now, but you can still do it and say, okay, you know, I'll go to this coffee shop rather than that coffee shop. I'll go to this doctor rather than that doctor, and let the market forces punish those that we think are infringing on our rights.
And celebrate those who support, right? You know, the idea of a boycott, right? Where dollars that you would have normally spent on business X now goes to business A, because you know that there was a restaurant here in Central Florida. I wish I could remember her name, but it was a small little diner restaurant, nothing too spectacular, obviously a great lady. And she put a sign in her window saying to the, you know, if you were a Biden supporter, we don't want your business, something along those lines.
Yes, I remember that.
She had to close. She had to close because she ran out of food, Paul. There were so many people that came to, from what I read, there were orders coming in from overseas that had no anticipated, you know, they were just sending her money. And so it's that kind of movement that I want to support and foster.
It's the Chick-fil-A effect. Every time they go after Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A's business goes up. And you see it every time they come after businesses that are standing for rights and liberty. You know, either the business folds or if the business stands up, they thrive. And it's one of the points I keep making is we need to rush to those who are standing for liberty and help them stand.
Right.
Benjamin Franklin said, "We must all hang together, or surely we will all hang separately." We need that mentality. And this is just, to me, sounds like a great tool to help do that.
Thank you. I agree on the Chick-fil-A effect. That's a great way of putting it. And if nothing else, it is absolutely object proof positive that there are more of us than them, right? We've just grown a little complacent is all over the last 100 years or so. And I would say that complacency is evaporating. And a lot of people, I'll say this, a lot of people are very skeptical, not skeptical, pessimistic about the future. And I don't know if I'm a little bit of a Pollyanna on this, but I am actually very, very enthusiastic about the future. And the reason for that is that, you know, we're living through this in real time. Right. This does not, like a Hollywood movie, doesn't get wrapped up in 90 minutes and we all trot off into the sunset. This is a trudge that takes a while to get going. And from my best big picture estimate, I would say right now we are just getting our second wind, right? We've realized the error of our ways, first of all. And I'm talking historically and allowing things to get to the state that they are. But we've basically reoriented ourselves towards taking this back. Taking the country back. And of course, Breathe Easy has been in development for a year. I have been in developing this for a year. It does not happen overnight. It is a tough road to hoe, but I'm telling you, and like JC Hall said on our interview at Chris Ann's show, 2022 is going to be, I think, a barnstormer of a year. That's for sure.
Yeah, there's so much. We're seeing so many people start to push back. And we've been so, like I said, isolated. We've been told we're isolated. We've been told we're alone. We've been told we're the outliers. And here's the opportunity to find out, no, we're not. We aren't necessarily. Before, you know, I don't want to make sure you have a chance. You described how the app works. Tell us a little bit about the news, because like you said, it's not quite available yet. Right. Tell us a little bit more about the app and how people can get engaged both now and once the app actually becomes available.
Thank you. So the name of the app is Breathe Easy, and the name of the website right now is breatheeasy.org. That's BREATHEZ.org. And I actually had a nice long discussion with my developer last night, Raj Doraswamy, who you may or may not recognize the name. He's very involved in the conservative movement. He gives speeches and all the rest. And I have to give a shout out to him and RD Media Labs for the work on this. But I spoke with him last night, and he anticipates getting to me personally a testable version of the app by probably middle of next week. I'm going to play with it and make some notes, and then I'm putting a list together of testers. So if any of your listeners are interested in helping me test anywhere in the country, by all means, go to the website, send me a note on the contact page, and let me know that you're interested in helping out and testing. We are anticipating probably rolling the test version out to the testers in about 2 weeks. And then after that, looking at a easily first quarter of next year rollout, hopefully sometime mid to late January. So this we're really in the final stretch now. And it, in terms of my interaction with the subscribers to the website, right now, what I'm doing is I'm pushing out just a quick newsletter, maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, keeping people informed on how things are going. Again, you just simply sign up and subscribe on the website and you'll get that. And also about a week, on a weekly basis, I've been writing essays, topical essays for Chris Ann Hall, and I'm also posting those on my website. One series that I did that was particularly of interest to a lot of people was my drawing the parallel of living in the United States now and how I've been drawing on my POW training experience to kind of keep my own sanity, right? I went through some POW survival training when I was active duty many years ago, and I realized that I was subconsciously using that training just standing in the line at the grocery store. And it was then that I realized that things have gotten pretty out of hand if I'm instinctively acting and trying to survive as a POW in my own country. So I write about that. And as a matter of fact, I have an essay going to be coming out here pretty soon regarding the Cheesecake Factory incident, which I'm sure you probably have heard of already up in New Jersey, right?
Actually, no, I haven't.
Oh, this is great. This is actually really great. A couple of guys, maybe five or six men, went into a Cheesecake Factory, and I want to think it was in New Jersey. Cheesecake Factory called the police on them because they refused to show their vaccine papers. They got arrested and hauled off to jail. Now, I'm of two minds of this. If they did this on purpose, then you've got your Rosa Parks moment, right? Mm-hmm. You force that evil into the light, right? And with any luck, those individual police officers are wondering just whose side are they on? Because everything is personal. You know, these guys go home, right? I of course, support law enforcement. However, right, you know, we have to, these police officers need to be standing up with the people, not just following orders. On the other hand, if those five or six men did not intend to get arrested and they were just being jerks, then that's a different story, right? Because they could have, the only thing that they were missing was essentially the Breathe-Easy app, if I may be so bold, to be able to tell the world, starve this business out of existence, right? Because that once Breathe-Easy is up and running, that business wouldn't last another month. It wouldn't last for calling police on your own customers.
Yeah, part of me is curious because if they were charged with trespass, in other words, if they were asked to leave and refused to leave, that's one thing. If they were simply, if they were charged with violating a vaccine mandate, those law enforcement, those police committed a federal crime. And one of the things I've been talking about for a year or two now is, we need to stop treating this as, oh, well, you know, maybe we'll sue. No, these are crimes being committed. Title 18, United States Code, Section 242. It is a crime under color of any law, rule, or regulation to knowingly deprive someone of a right protected by the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it, you know, I had a situation early in the scamdemic where I was at a table at a book fair. Mm-hmm. And the county had just passed a mask mandate. So the coordinator comes by and says, yeah, you look great. Everything's wonderful. By the way, they've passed a mask mandate. Now we're on private property. We should be okay, but we're near the road and we don't know what the police are going to do. And my response was, if they do anything, they're committing a crime. And I handed her a piece of paper with the evidence. Mm-hmm. We're talking about that type of understanding. It's like, I'll look for the post when it comes out, because those details to me matter. But you're right. If this is simply a, you know, we're going to turn you in, we're going to act like an informant for the Stasi,
right,
then yeah, they should be starved out of business.
You're right. The devil's in the details. And I don't know yet what they were charged with. I also will be very curious about that. But yes, please sign up at the website because obviously you'll get updates on when the app will be available. And in the interim, you'll be getting essays from myself on, you know, just my own take on things and just basically a way to stay informed before the app comes out.
Oh yeah, I've already, just everybody knows, yes, I've already signed up for the updates. I signed up for the blog. I did the join the fight. I'm looking forward to this app. It reminds me of other attempts at applications that do same thing, right? It's voting on the quality of businesses. What I like is yours is targeted to something specific. Many of those were very broad and had multiple categories. So I like the look of the website so far. So that's always a good start, right? It's visually appealing.
Thanks.
I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on it. And I live out in the middle of nowhere, but I deal with businesses in different areas. And I know several businesses. I can't wait to walk into them and show them this app and saying, hey, you know what? You have been great. You have been honest. I'm giving you a one. And
five.
Get it the wrong way. Yeah. Give them a five. I'll give them a five. I'll give them a one. And, you know, I can't wait. I want to be there when I'm sitting somewhere and someone gives me a hard time. And kind of like, you know, when Yelp first came out, right? Pull out the phone. Okay, you're not doing very good. Here you go. Bye. You know.
That's part of it too, is that first of all, I want to be able to find those businesses that truly, I don't know if you heard about the New Jersey gym in New Jersey, where they refused to close down.
Attila's gym. Oh, I love that.
Attila's. That was the name. Yeah.
Yes.
What I want to do is I want to be able to highlight those businesses who truly are in the fight with us and they're taking the fight to government. And I want to highlight those. Right. And I want to ensure that, you know, that they're supported. And the other piece was that I want to ensure that the business owners, when they get, let's say, a downvote, I want them to know why their business is evaporating. Right. So one of the follow up, because we're not done with this app by a long shot. There's so many things that we've got in the hopper, but we just got to get that basic version out this January, February. But one of the things that I want to do is I want to be able to send an automated email or post to the business's Facebook page saying, hey, you have just received a downvote because your employee did XYZ or because you know, you're requiring masks or something like that, to be able to draw that very distinct connection. Your actions, this is not the Biden economy anymore. This is your action driving your business away, right? And you know, just make that clear to them.
Yeah, it's funny because having traveled for years for work, I know that every establishment hears every time something goes wrong, and it's important that they do, but it's also important that they hear when something goes right. And that's, you know, that idea of let's collect the data, but let's also let them know this is what's going on. Robert, this has been great. Do you want to hang out for another segment? I've got to head off to break, but this has been so exciting and so much fun. Please, everybody, during the break, after the break, whenever you hear this, head to breatheeasy.org. That's BREATHEZ.org. I'd recommend you sign up for the updates and give this a try. I think it's wonderful things that are going on. Also, if you wouldn't mind, head over to healthycell.com. You know, we're talking about keeping businesses. Well, a business that is designed to help give you the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a way that can easily absorb and do so focused on what focused on keeping you healthy, especially whether it's times like this or if, you know, where we've got COVID or whatnot, or just the flu coming, or if it's little things like, you know, trying to get to sleep at night. Check out healthycell.com. Use the code OUTLOUD at checkout. You'll get 20% off your first order. So again, that's healthycell.com. Use the code OUTLOUD at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Healthy Cell makes a wonderful line of products, and I want to spend just a minute with you on REM sleep. Do you know Healthy Cell's product has calming herbs, amino acids, minerals, and sleep hormone support for the 4-stage human sleep cycle? Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and achieve REM, or rapid eye movement sleep. Through the phases, fall asleep easily. That component of sleep is favorably impacted by melatonin, lemon balm extract, and GABA. lowering the body temperature. That element is influenced by glycine, magnesium, and calcium. Deep lasting sleep, L-theanine, vitamin D3, and vitamin B6. And finally, creativity boosting REM sleep, 5-HTP, vitamin B6, and GABA. Many of us think we need to sleep because we're short on sleep, but we need quality sleep. So please consider Healthy Cell REM sleep supplement. I have one tonight, and I'm going to have a much better night's sleep if I compared to if not taking it. So go to healthycell.com, and in the promo box, type in out loud, and that'll give you a 20% discount off your first purchase. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
While the cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets, America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study. We are having a great time. I have on the phone Robert Altimore. He is, I guess you're the founder of Breathe Easy, a wonderful, what sounds like a wonderful app that's going to be released soon that can help you both vote on businesses that are doing that are protecting your rights and avoid businesses that are not protecting your rights and support the ones that are. You know, one of the interesting things is for years, I've heard businesses complain about the big box stores. And, you know, they're driving small businesses out of business. But the problem has always been, from what I've seen, is people talk a good game, but there was no reason for them to avoid the big box stores, the big corporate chains. But now we're seeing it. I was just, I shop at a local Kroger. And Kroger just announced, well, I live in a small town. I don't have a lot of options, but there's a local Kroger. And they just announced that they're not going to offer emergency sick leave if you get COVID for their employees unless they've gotten the jab. And I know a couple people at the store, so I made a point of talking to them and asked them about it. And they're like, yeah, and you know, we've got to you tell corporate and all that. To me, this is wonderful because while a big corporate office might turn around and say, yeah, we're not going to fight the government because it's not worth it, the small mom and pops should be more able to do, or at least more willing to do that. And they're the ones we want to support.
Yeah, I agree with you. And my experience was also pretty much in line with yours. I discovered, I lived up in Portland, Oregon when everything first kicked off until I finally moved to Florida. But in both cases, I found the big box stores to be actually the worst offenders of it all. And my estimation is simply because, one, they're more embedded in the administrative state, so to speak, you know, just by sheer volume, by sheer size of the business. But also the employees themselves, they have no profit or loss responsibility. That guy at the front door of Best Buy who's checking receipts or making sure that you've got a mask on, whether their stock price doesn't go up or down, whether, you know, however that individual acts, right? He has no profit or loss responsibility or impact. However, at the mom and pop level, every small micro interaction, you know, it is absolutely impactful. That is mom that you're talking to. That is pop that you're talking to. And it's much more sensitive, I would say, to those kind of things. So of course we want to support those businesses who are in the fight with us. And this is what I'd like to think one of the ways to do that.
and you know, it's funny because I'm always talking about, you know, how do we fix things? People are always asking me about, you know, rights and out of control government. And I always say, you need to start local because you can have a larger impact there. And that's where ultimately you want your protection. Well, this is the same idea, right? If you, I walk into Kroger, it's like going to the federal government and saying, hey, protect my rights. My rep doesn't listen to me. My senator doesn't listen to me. I have very little impact on them keeping their job. However, I go to the local store. There's a local tax shop down here that I go to frequently. He has me in because he has a Facebook podcast. He has me in on occasionally. If I walk in, if I'm unhappy and I walk away from that, he sees that in his register, you know, and I like the idea that you're rewarding good behavior while you're disincentivizing bad behavior, or at least what you and I would consider bad behavior. I remember once I was at a Cheesecake Factory, and I was there with my wife and my daughter, and we had a waitress par excellence, one of the best experiences I've had anywhere in the country as far as service. Now, I know every time something goes wrong, whether it's her fault, the busboy, the kitchen, she's going to get dinged for it.
Right.
And they're going to go and they're going to go to the manager and they're going to complain and she's going to ding for it. So I wrote on the back, you know, the check came and I wrote on the back a note to the manager. And she came by, she said, thank you very much, you know, but the manager doesn't read these. I said, well, fine. I left her a very nice tip. I walked to the front and I said, I want to speak to the manager.
Right.
Manager walks up. He's preparing himself. I can see it in his eyes. He's waiting to get beat. And I said, I just wanted to let you know that was one of the best waitresses I have had. I eat all over the country. One of the best I've ever had right there. He goes, yeah, she's great. I said, I wanted you to know, because I'm sure you hear every time something goes wrong, you need to know every time something goes right. And I've made a habit, or I'm trying to make a habit of things like you walk into a business and they give you a hassle and you pull out your wallet or your billfold and said, see this? This is the cash I'm not spending here anymore. And you leave.
Right, right.
On the other hand, I want to turn around and say, you know, okay, I'm doing business here because you've done something. But that's me. I'm the bold, brash, you know, I will make those statements that not everybody will. But the simple idea of like I said, posting ratings and votes, that's wonderful. I love it.
Just last week, I posted an essay called Follow the Money Works in Reverse. Right. And it basically says exactly that. It's not a long essay. It just takes a couple minutes to read. But obviously, you can find it at breatheeasy.org. But the idea here is that the strength of the dollar, it might not be in its purchasing power, but it's in it when combined with everybody else. And this was the thing that I discovered early on when I was living in Portland, is that I would go in and test and find these businesses that would or would not hassle me. And I got kicked out of any number of businesses for sure because I wouldn't wear a mask. And remember, we're in Portland, Oregon, mm-hmm. Antifa Central. And but the thing was is that over time, over a very short period of time, I found those businesses that I would not get hassled. And this is obviously before everything closed down for real, but in the early days when it was just mask up and you know, the whole thing. And those were the only businesses I went to. Those were the only businesses that I went to. And what I realized, and this was probably the kernel of the idea for Breathe Easy in the beginning, was that my individual economic choice really wasn't mattering much. It mattered to me, obviously, because I'm freer than everybody else walking around with a mask on. But at the economic, at the macro level, maybe not so much. So Breathe Easy, what it does is it basically takes the social media, the LinkedIn effect, right? You know, mm-hmm. Where everybody has an opinion and that opinion will basically average out to generally good or generally poor. And then, of course, we want to support the good ones and starve out the bad ones. Or at the very least, convince them that they need to be good or be better.
Well, yeah, you know, it's, and I think that's the important part because when, you know, we focus on the small business, but even large businesses, when they start getting bad press, they do eventually notice. And it's the opportunity to influence in mass that, you know, like you said, one customer walking up, you know, may complain to an employee. Big deal. That may get to the manager. That the odds of that getting to corporate are minuscule.
Right. Right.
So corporate never hears this. So you really want that way of getting the message to corporate that says, you know, if they see one person, that's a crackpot. They see a dozen people, that may be that store. They see 1,000 people saying, right. You know, that starts to get somebody's attention because they're in business to make money.
Paul, I'm telling you, there is an example of that, what I'm assuming, happening right now. And I was very gratified to see this come across the news. And this was, if I can remember the headline, airline CEOs say that masks don't do anything.
Yes. Two airlines. It was Southwest and American Airlines, I believe.
Okay. And they're not saying that because it's true. They're saying it because they're feeling the pinch. Because what I've heard anecdotally is that people are choosing, and me included, are choosing to drive to grandma's house instead of fly. Because guess what? It doesn't matter anymore how cheap that ticket is. Because if you're going to get treated, like I said, like a POW, started with TSA and the water got boiled a little bit more and more and more. But now it's gotten to a point where no, people are actually opting to drive or not travel at all because they're being treated like cattle. I think you might have heard the story where the Southwest Airlines called the police on me one time when I wrote.
No.
Oh yeah, I'll never fly Southwest again. Because I was playing this game on the airline, I was moving from Portland to Orlando. And long story short, I wasn't wearing the mask properly, right? So they even posted a male stewardess up in front to make sure, right next to my seat, to make sure that I kept my mask on, right? And when I got off the plane, I'm walking up the jetway, and coming down the jetway was a Southwest gate agent with a police officer in tow. And I walk past and I'm like, and now remember, I don't have a mask on as I'm walking around the airport. Mm-hmm. I'm walking up the jetway. I'm like, huh, I wonder if that was for me. And sure enough, a couple of minutes later, they come and the police officer was just standing there. She was just the muscle. But the Southwest gate agent started screaming and yelling at me across the terminal, telling me, what's your name? What's your name? I got to make a report and all this. And, I never gave them my name. It was none.
My name is none of your last name.
Yeah. Nunya. Right. Yeah. So, you know, I wasn't taken away in handcuffs, but, I'll never fly Southwest again because, you know, I do hold grudges. Forget it. There's you at lost a customer forever. Right. And, it's nice to see that they're starting to feel the pinch now. Because there's no unified movement, because Breathe Easy isn't out and we aren't actually able to make these votes en masse as a people, as a citizenry, then all of our individual actions are kind of, I won't say delayed, but maybe lagged a little bit. It's not as sharp as a decision by 1,000 people on a Friday would be, right? And so it's interesting to see how long it took the airlines to push back themselves, right? And it's about a year and a half.
Major corporations, they're like super tankers. They don't turn on a dime. They can't.
Exactly.
They you know, the little speedboat can turn. The super tanker takes time and it takes pressure. And that's the important part is it takes force. It takes energy to change the direction of anything. The larger it is, the more energy it takes, the more the analogy.
Paul, you know what that makes? You know what that makes us then, Paul? That makes us the rudder.
Yes.
We are the rudder.
Yes.
And we have woefully and been asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
Over 100 years. But guess what? We're taking control back and we are steering that ship.
We're starting to. We're starting to. And I'm glad to see the number of people. You talked about flying. I haven't flown for years. I've done two away tours for my Knowing Your Rights tour. I did one. I was in Tampa a few weeks ago, drove down rather than flew. I did a Northern Plains tour. I did a Northern Plains tour in August. I drove from Nashville, Tennessee. I drove up through Iowa, through South Dakota, North Dakota, over into Montana, down through Wyoming, Nebraska, back through Missouri. I drove all of that because I refused to fly because I don't trust airlines. My line was very simple. I don't trust you're not going to strand me somewhere with a sudden rule that says I need to put a jab, I need to put an experimental biologic in my arm. No, thank you. I don't trust you. I won't give you my business.
Right.
Now, right. Did it make you? What I, you know, what I found out? Hmm. I found a lot of beautiful country that I would have missed if I had flown.
Good for you.
And I've got like I said, I was in Tampa. I'm going to be in Georgia early next year. I'm trying to get something out in. I've been asked to work something out in Northern California and in the Pacific Northwest. The interesting thing is, I actually got contacted by someone from Northern California that said, "We love the work that you're doing. You've mentioned you won't fly. What if we could fly you out here private?"
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
Paul, my friend, let me let you in on a little plan that we have here at Breathe Easy that I have not really discussed at all. And that is
just between you, me, and all my listeners.
Yes, just between you. So I am a pilot. And so for a while I had the option to not fly commercial at all. Of course, it was still tough to do, and it's very expensive, yes. However. One of the things that we're looking at doing, when I say we, I mean, you know, me and the people that I speak with, what we're talking about is either finding private jet charter that also refuse to enforce the mandate, and then or start one ourselves, right? And it would basically be a charter service. It would, you know, with a Breathe Easy sort of, you know, we don't enforce that mandate because mm-hmm. this is private, this is chart, you know. And the problem, of course, is we have become spoiled on $300 plane tickets, right? Flying private is, it's a whole different ballgame. But you can obviously split the cost of that aircraft. Let's say if it's you and your a team of people, instead of buying individual airline seats, you could buy rent the whole aircraft, yeah. And then just split the price across everybody who's flying. It's a different way of thinking about it, and it's definitely more expensive for sure. However, I have a couple of friends who are corporate pilots, charter pilots. And they say that their business has skyrocketed because now it's no longer worth the trouble and the grief and the constant yelling at you by TSA or self-important stewardesses telling you to put a mask on and treating you like a prisoner. It's no longer worth the $300. It has gone into the red. It is now negative value. And people are either chartering themselves or, like you, driving.
You know, it's funny. When I was a teenager, I actually considered becoming a pilot. I actually worked. I got to the solos before I went off to college, and then suddenly had no money.
Yeah.
But I worked in corporate America for 30 years. 25 of those covering fairly large geographic areas. And the one thing I said, you know, you realize, for me to fly, I used to cover an area. It was a 1-hour flight. I said, but you see, I now have to show up at the airport 2 hours ahead of time. So now it's a 3-hour flight. Oh, by the way, by the time I get done with the hassle and all that, by the time you get the rental car and all that, it's at least 4 hours. I can drive that 1-hour flight in 4 hours. It's not
worth it. At least you're moving.
Yes. I said, but you realize that I told him, I will get my pilot's license. I will fly myself because I don't. Because the one thing people forget is I have to work off the airline schedule.
Right.
All right. So I could be so much more efficient, but no corporation wanted it because of the insurance, right? What happens if I have an accident in a private plane? But so being offered the opportunity to fly, just I wanted to do it simply because I haven't been in an airplane that I've been part of, right? An airliner is a big bus in the sky.
It is.
You know, the fun of flying has disappeared. the idea of being in a small plane again, I just was love the ideas. I'd love to see, like I said, these private business saying, this is a niche, this is an opportunity, and there's a cost that we don't think about this when we're flying commercial. The bean counters don't see it. It doesn't matter. But there's a cost to it that I think is a great opportunity. It sounds like another interesting opportunity that you have that you're working on.
It's just, honestly, I want to open another front in the war, right? Is that for so long, these businesses thought that they could get away with treating their customers like crap because they were the only game in town. And there's nothing like competition to force one's hand back into treating people like humans.
Yep. And rather than trying to get government to bully them into our way of thinking, we'll just find a better way to do it. We'll build a better mousetrap and away we go.
You just simply opted out and said, well, guess what? I'm not going to play your reindeer games and I'm going to drive.
Yeah.
And imagine if let's say 20% of the traveling public did that, the airlines would be screaming bloody murder. So yeah.
Yeah. Like they've started to already, right?
Right.
Exactly. You know, we are not alone. There are people out there. What we need to find, what we need to do is ways to let them know about each other and share the information and share the opinions, right? Like I said, Breathe Easy is all about taking a bunch of individual experiences and allowing someone to look at them in the aggregate to make a decision.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. This is, like I said, I'm very excited. I'm really looking forward to playing with the app. And I'm really looking forward to walking into a couple of businesses down here and saying, see, here's my vote for you. Most of them, thankfully, where I live, most of them are going to be fours and fives. You know, but there are a couple of ones and twos out there. But I'm looking forward to saying, to showing them that we do actually have a choice. We just need to be willing to get off our backsides and actually make a choice rather than having the choice made for us.
You know, I invite your listeners to write, to sign up, to subscribe at the website, but then also if they have any stories that they'd like to share, to please pass them along, because other people need to hear these stories about, one, how great things are, or also how bad things are. You won't believe what happened to me today, you know, but positive or negative, because the idea will be is that I'm collecting these stories and then trying to push them out in the newsletter saying, hey, here's what's going on in California. Here's what's going on in Texas. Here's what's going on in North Dakota. And so if any of your listeners do sign up, please send me a quick short story of your experiences out there, because people want to hear it. And like you said, Paul, it's the social aspect to know that we're not alone. We all think the same way, but we've been conditioned to think that we are alone and isolated, and we are not.
Oh, you mean like the story of my wife's neurologist that dropped her just a couple weeks before a scheduled medication because she wouldn't take the jab?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah, that's there's one for you. Yeah, you're right. It's part of it is stories, but part of it is, again, understanding that if you stand up, you're not alone. And
yes,
that's the big thing is, it's scary to stand up. Not everybody's going to stand up because it takes a certain person to do that. But when that person stands up, when someone comes alongside them, it makes such a tremendous difference, not only in those two, but in everybody else who sees it. You know,
and the business itself.
Well, you talk about Attila's Gym. Every video about Attila's Gym, where they're busting back into their store because they refused to submit, there were at least 200 people there cheering them on.
Yep.
That makes a difference.
You know, Paul, you bring up something that I wanted to talk about that I don't really highlight too much, and I probably should. And that is the type of users that Breathe Easy envisions. Now, normally, like you said earlier, there's going to be people that just want to live their life and they'll check the Breathe Easy app. Am I going to get hassled at this business I'm going to go to? And rely on the votes of other patriots, which is perfectly fine. and perfectly legitimate, right? There are those types of people that simply don't have the gumption to ignore a sign or to walk through a door that maskless that requires a mask. And I know those people. But there are other people out there who do have that gumption, who are willing to be at the front of the spear, be at the tip of the spear, and go in and test these businesses either alone or together with other people. And Breathe Easy, I designed it for this, and I was really expecting people to take up the challenge on this. And it turns out I got a couple of messages from individuals who described doing exactly this without my prompting, which was, you don't know, it warmed the cockles of my heart when I received these emails. So this one woman in particular, she said, I am the type of person who will go in and test these businesses and all the rest. So what Breathe Easy, I designed Breathe Easy with the function that you can filter out businesses or filter businesses by that neutral score. If you remember, the score is 1 to 5, 1 low, 5 high, and 3 is in the middle. 3 simply means you haven't been scored by anybody yet. It is perfectly neutral, which, by the way, that's no crime, right? You know, the fact that you haven't gotten, you're not going to be dinged if nobody's voted on you yet. But what you can do, the user of the Breathe Easy app can look at the businesses around him on a map and filter to show only those businesses that are neutral, that have not been voted on, and then take that as a mission for the day and go out and visit those individual businesses and just do a quick test, thumbs up or thumbs down, right? Yep. And then now those businesses are on the map, right? And I don't know, when I got those emails saying that they saw the potential that I had built into it without me mentioning it, I was really, really happy, really impressed, honestly.
Yeah, I love the idea. I'm looking forward to it. Please, everyone head over to breatheeasy.org. That's BREATHEZ.org. Sign up for the updates. Check it out. Read the blog stories. It's wonderful. This has been a great talking with you. It's been great learning about your app. I am super excited. And I wish you all the best of luck. I also want to let my listeners know you can find out more about this show and get the recordings and the latest podcasts. Just go to AmericaOutloud.com, look under our shows or schedule, you'll find the Constitution Study, and you too can help share the blessings of liberty for yourself and for your posterity.
Hey, Bill, stay out of jail.